Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
The 50th anniversary of the iconic Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover's been revealed. After two back-to-back covers, Kate Upton's out, but it took three women to replace her: Nina Agdal, Lily Aldridge, and Chrissy Teigen.
Number 4.
Jared Leto may have struck out with the models at New York's Fashion Week, but it looks like he's got a backup plan. Jared and fellow Oscar nominee Lupita Nyong'o seem to have really hit it off at all these pre-Oscar parties and events.
Number 3.
In Kids Honor, we continue to be annoyed by the success of Ryan Seacrest. And on top of all of his other jobs, now he's launching a new clothing line at Macy's this fall. It's called Ryan Seacrest Distinction, and it's aimed at men who have a tough time color coordinating their suits with shirts and ties.
Number 2.
Drake was upset when he got bumped off the cover of Rolling Stone at the last minute, only to be replaced by the late actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. He tweeted and since deleted his anger, saying, "I'm disgusted with that. RIP to Philip Seymour Hoffman. All respect due, but the press is evil." Drake has since apologized, saying he wishes Rolling Stone would have given him the consideration of pulling his picture and his interview and using it in a later issue.
Number 1.
And one of the One Direction boys is back on the market. Niall Horan broke up with his Victoria's Secret model girlfriend, Barbara Palvin. They only dated for a few months and things fizzled out. Of course, everyone's saying they're still friends, but whatever. She posted a Take That Instagram of her cuddling up to some new guy with the caption, "Early Valentine." And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.